St. Paul reminds us that we have been chosen to be something very different from what this world would have us believe we're supposed to be. We are to be holy and spotless. Other translations put the word spotless maybe in a better light, immaculate, without stain, holy and without stain. And to live in through love in God's presence, in Christ's presence. Holy and spotless. How are we supposed to be holy and spotless? Maybe some of us have given up even trying or hoping or believing it a possibility that we might be holy. Maybe spotless. It's just beyond our comprehension how that would even be a possibility. But it is, because that's why we've been chosen. When often in life, when we're chosen for things, we're chosen for a particular purpose. We don't carry out all the training ourselves. We don't know how to do it. We don't know what we need to do in order to prepare ourselves for whatever it is we've been chosen for. And so it is also with being a child of God, with being a Christian. Being spotless is not something we can do ourselves. It's something we must cooperate with. It's something we must desire. But it is God's work in the end. Such is the richness of his grace, says St. Paul. Such is the power of the blood of Christ. There is nothing, there is no sin, there is no weakness, no fault, no defect, which he cannot overcome. It is the height of pride, in fact, to think that our sins are more than God's forgiveness, that our weaknesses are stronger than God's strength. Of course, it's not the case. God is infinite in all ways, but most especially that infinity, that infiniteness, that immense love and mercy is shown through trying, and the trying comes on our part, but through offering us and making it a very real possibility and making it even certain, if we say yes, that we actually become holy. Each one of us becomes a saint. Maybe we will never be canonized, but we can all be saints. We can all become immaculate in a sense that we sin no more. We need to truly believe that this is our calling and start living that way. Start living towards it. In the great classic, The Imitation of Christ, in one of the meditations within that book, Thomas A. Kempis says words to the effect of, think about and meditate. What you would do if you were holy, what you would do if you were a saint, and then do it. Simple as that. Don't just think about it, but actually do it as well. It doesn't mean if I was a saint, I would go flying around the place clearly. Just the normal things. Being charitable, loving, as patient as possible. Starting at least with the external acts of patience. All these things. Self-forgetful, holy self-forgetfulness. We need to do these things because this is what we have been chosen to be. We need to believe also that it is God's work again. We see in the gospel today, Jesus is trying to teach his apostles and through them teaches us that he is enough for them. They need nothing else. He says, take a staff only, no bread, no pack, no backpack, no money, not even a spare set of clothes. God is enough for them. He is enough for us. He will clothe us in his grace. He will feed us with his grace. And of course, he feeds us also with the Eucharist. He will supply for all our needs, and not just sufficiently, but superabundantly. We will never be wanting. He will never leave us wanting. Remember, he is the perfect Father. He will give us all that we need. We are not, many of us, called to the quote-unquote great works of the church, to going out and preaching to the pagans, etc. But we are all called to be spotless and immaculate. We are all called in this work, which will help those others who are called to go and preach to the nations. We are all called to be followers and children of Christ, perfect children, We all know there's good children, and we all know there's bad children as well. There's children that are docile, loving, sweet. They're sweet children. There's good children. There's obedient children to their parents. They bring us joy just to see them, let alone how much joy they should bring to their parents. And then we see those other ones who rebel somewhat. We don't want to be those ones, the one that everyone looks at and goes, oh, that child is out of control. We need to be those good children in the sight of God, remembering that He will again give us everything. Over and over again, we have to remember that. Lord, I can't do it. Good, I know you can't do it. But I can, says God. So let me. Let me love you. Let me work through you. When we do, then we start to notice things in our lives which are extraordinary, which are miraculous. When the apostles listened to Christ, they started to cast out devils and cure people. It can happen with us as well, certainly the curing part. How many prayers have I heard of people, and other people have been cured, physical cures, illuminations of mind in the sense which lead to conversions eventually, these type of things. They can happen with our simple prayers, and most especially if we are striving for that holiness and that immaculateness. Of course, as always, there is already one who has come, one human person who has come, who is holy and immaculate to the ultimate degree. That is the Immaculate, the one who is immaculateness herself, as Saint Maximilian describes her. She who has come along by a special grace from God. She did not merit to be the Immaculate Conception, but God gave it to her as a free gift. We do not merit to work in cooperation with God or to aim at being immaculate after the fact of original sin, but by God's grace, it is possible. Let us go, therefore, to the Immaculate, to the mediatrix of all these graces, the co-redemptrix with Jesus Christ, that she might, and she wants to. If God is the perfect Father, she also is the perfect Mother, wants nothing but our good, is nothing but merciful towards us. She will give us all the graces and more, so that we might actually become what we have chosen to be and what we have been chosen to be. Let us not doubt, therefore, that we in fact can achieve holiness, that each one of you here, each one of us here, can be holy. It's the greatest tragedy for a Christian to die and to not have achieved this holiness that we are called to. Let us embrace, therefore, our Lord and our Lady. They are our hope, and they are the means by which we become what we have been created to be, what we have been chosen to be from all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.